15 and a half before 6 o'clock, 13 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on this Monday, January 9th. Good morning to Jason Kantz.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you for close to, 47 hours, not 45 hours since breakfast ended on Saturday. But you shared a lot of bird pictures. You got your new camera, and you just can't snatch enough. There's no question our song to follow this morning has to be His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Oh, that's a good song. Yeah. No, I'm trying to get used to my new camera. It has a lot more bells and whistles than my former camera. And so odd thing is that I was sitting in the house on Saturday and I looked out the window and the tree across the road looked like it had several dozen birds in it. And I was like, boy, those sure look like robins. And I went outside and sure enough, it was a huge flock of robins outside. And so I thought this is a great opportunity to run and grab my camera and was able to get, I think I shot about 400 pictures of them.
And wow, so that's a lot.
Good, yeah. It was good. And then yesterday I thought, you know, I'm just going to sit outside and see if I can see any other birds. And had the gift of having a pileated woodpecker come flying by. I haven't seen one of those in about a year. And so that was, just some good shots over the weekend, I thought.
What is a pileated woodpecker?
They're, I think, the largest breed of woodpecker. They're about 18 inches long. And that's the, when I look at them, I think of the old character Woody Woodpecker. They're big and angular and loud and obnoxious and destructive, but very bright and, just beautiful. So I was able to post some pictures of those yesterday as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
What does that do for you spiritually? I mean, mentally, spiritually, in terms of focusing in on the bird? I mean, capturing the beautiful pictures, but what is that, your mindset?
You know, I think one of the things that it does is it helps me to reflect on beauty. One of my neighbors was walking past as I was shooting some photos yesterday, and we were talking about a lot of the ugliness in the world, and I said, you know, this sort of thing helps me to make sure I'm intentionally focusing on pockets of beauty where they may be found. And so she completely agreed with me on that. And I think the other thing is it does, it slows me down. It makes me focus on what's going on in the world right around me.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, too, I mean, it's just like Jesus in Matthew 6, 25 through 34, the idea, if he feeds the birds and he clothes the lilies, how much more will he feed and clothe you? I mean, we are image bearers. We do have a soul that's the breath of his mouth. And if he loves these birds, which I'm going to believe he does, and he's created them with such beauty and similarly, what works for me, I love our little, I love both of our dogs, but I mean, just I struggle with the ferret a little bit more. But anyhow, you just kind of see that and believe God's love for them. Then you kind of make the shift.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. All right, let's go to, I know he loves the ferret. I'm just saying, the ferret, the ferret needs to learn, like, from the, like, to have a litter box or something. Because the ferret just goes wherever. Yeah. And it might be by my bed or by the front door or wherever, but anyhow.
Yeah, that would be hard. Yeah, that would definitely be hard.
My wife's fonder of the ferret than I am. All right, what do we got? We got Philippians 1:19 and following. You've got like 8 verses packed together here in Letters to the Beloved, so.
I do. Yeah, so it says, "For I know that as you pray for me and the Spirit of Jesus helps me, this will lead to my deliverance. For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ, as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ."
Yeah, let's leave it there. Let's leave it there. What is that? Through verse what?
22.
Okay, good. So here we go. From Letters to the Beloved. "Keep hoping and praying in challenging circumstances. My spirit is always working for your freedom, but maybe not in ways that you expect." Can I hear an amen in that? "You desire to be free from temporal concerns like relational conflict, financial burden, and physical pain. Think bigger. My son sets you free from the penalty of sin and with it the weight of shame and people-pleasing. Let his completed work give you courage for your daily life, knowing that you can bring him honor in life or death. Your life is Christ in you. If you die, you get to be with me, which is victory. If you live, continue sharing the message of my kingdom, which is also a victory. It's a win-win situation. There we go. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think that we get lost in those temporal conflicts, right? And, you know, I think for me is that to remember that God's Spirit is always present, always working. And I think sometimes it's challenging for me to remember that, and I need to come back to it and really pay attention to what God is up to.
And my new this year, my highlighted version follows your commentary. Your life is Christ in you. If you die, you get to be with me, which is victory, and so on and so forth. So thank you, Jason.
You bet.
Talk there we go. Tomorrow. Going to snap some more bird pictures. Oh, he's got to go to work today. So it's hard to believe this, but he tells me he does not know how things turned out last night. And on the line with us this morning is Drew Frelick from Detroit, Michigan. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. It was not easy to insulate myself from this knowledge. I texted a bunch of people. I said no texts. I've gone deep into the bubble. I don't know the outcome of the Seahawks game. I literally went into a bunker yesterday and hid from football. So this is very exciting.
All to just be for this segment. You did it all for this segment.
Oh, listen, I am dedicated to the WIB wake-up show. I live for this. And right. I feel right now, you know, it's like I'm kind of excited, but it's also like I feel like you're the surgeon coming out of the operating room to tell me whether or not the Lions made it, you know? So,
all right, here we go.
I don't know how you want to do this. Yeah.
I guess we should take it in the order that it came, right? I mean, so for starters, the Seattle game was played earlier, and they needed overtime, but they did beat the Rams. So that meant that the Lions really didn't have anything to play for because they could not go to the playoffs. And we know Dan Campbell can't motivate other than, you know, talk about biting knees.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Knees are delicious, yes.
Dan is a motivator, and we know that the Lions had felt snubbed by Aaron Rodgers' post-game comments after the Packers lost to Detroit earlier. Did you know that? They had said, you know, had said we shouldn't have lost to a team like that, and that bugged them. And so the Lions last night, I'm going to let Mike Tirico give us an idea of how this all turned out. Mike gets paid the big bucks, so why should I steal the limelight? So it was Green Bay and Detroit last night, and while Green Bay had actually had themselves a lead at one point, overtaking the Lions, Mike Tirico has the call right here.
Here's a blitz. Can Rodgers beat it?
And they never got the ball back, and they lost to your Lions 20-16. Drew Frelick, your reaction?
Wow, there we go. Oh, that's wonderful news.
You were going to say that's sweet.
It feels good, you know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has given us a lot of heartache over the years, and he shouldn't have eaten so much tree bark in Ecuador in the offseason.
Probably
you know?
Not. Yeah, that was a problem.
Well, that's wonderful news, Mark. I wish the Seahawks had won or lost.
Right. No, you got folks over here appreciate the Lions, their effort, and the way that things are building. And, hey, you got some draft picks from the Rams. So congratulations. Bask in the glow of victory today and spoiling things for Green Bay. So,
thank you, Mark. That's wonderful news.
A great gift.
God bless the whole city of Eau Claire, and I did this just for you.
Thank you. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, and I'll make us laugh Monday. If you get a joke, let's hear it. Caleb and I, the pressure's on. 3 jokes apiece next half hour. But right now, weekend recap. Started Friday night, a couple of basketball games. Doubleheader, girls, boys, New Richmond, clean sweep against the Cardinals Friday night. Heard on our sister station, WOGO. Meanwhile, on Saturday, had a great relaxing day spending time with friends over, you know, just conversation and food was good. put together my Chippewa Valley this week with D. Wells opening up the new A&W in Altoona. Looking forward to that tomorrow. I gotta love the A&W root beer and the frosting mug, Caleb. Can't beat it.
For sure.
Yeah, also double dog walks both days for our dogs, Athena and Wesley, on Saturday and Sunday. The weather, good enough for that, but watch it on the ice. Made a ground turkey hash brown casserole Saturday. I consumed a good deal of it myself. And hit the Y yesterday, among other things, church included. So, a pretty good day.
Well, I was at the Y on Saturday morning with Cooper. It was our first day of Little Dribblers basketball.
All
right.
He
just had a fantastic time with that. And thank you to the McDonald, some of the McDonald boys varsity players, and then Coach Cooper, the varsity coach for the McDonald girls, who run that kind of a little camp, getting some of the basics of basketball. So Cooper told me afterward, it may have had something to do with the Quick Trip cinnamon rolls we picked up afterward, but he said it was the best day ever. So thank you to everyone for that. And then got busy later on in the day to first was prepping for what we were calling Second Christmas, so more on that in a moment. But also went up to Ladysmith. Beautiful drive up there, full moon, the Northwoods, the snow on the evergreens. Went up to Ladysmith High School to broadcast a basketball game up there for the McDonald girls, so did that. And then Sunday went to church, first time at church in person in a long time for us. We'd been on baby watch, and then of course everything that went on with our infant. It's been a long time since we'd been there on a Sunday morning, so it was good to see everyone there. And then afterward in the afternoon, we had what we called Second Christmas at my parents' house. Because again, with Teddy, we missed everything.
Ah,
we missed everything for Christmas. And so we just, we had snacks, we had games, we had presents, and just a wonderful time with my family. We wished, the only setback was, man, I wish I had today off so we could have spent even more time with them. But it was great to be able to to have some of that family time. And, you know, the Packers lost, but it's kind of been one of those seasons. So that didn't ruin the weekend. It was great.
They'll pick 15th in the first round.
That's,
a little salve in the wound or not.
I don't know. I guess I go back to 4-8. It's like maybe we should have just lost the rest of the game, so we could have had a higher pick. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Great weekend. Hopefully yours was as well.
The Whip Wake Up Show, 6 jokes, 3 between each of us, Caleb and I here, WWIB, this morning. And first off, out of the gate, I guess I got to just say that with all the holiday eating I did, I'm just really glad my socks still fit.
Well, personal story time, Halvo. In college, I was so broke, I couldn't afford the electricity bill.
Huh.
Those were the darkest days of my life.
I bet. Hey, don't take any offense here, but Hallmark researchers say they're really close to having a second movie plot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. Well, a man was stranded on a desert island for 20 years when a Navy ship finally spots him. The captain comes ashore and notices three huts and says, well, what are they used for? The man says, well, the hut one on the left is where I live, and the hut over on the right is where I go to church. Captain says, so what about that hut in the middle? The man sneers, that's the church I used to go to.
All right, hey, finally for me, a pair of cows were talking in the field, and one of them says, have you heard about the mad cow disease that's going around? Yeah, the other cow says, makes me glad I'm a penguin.
And one more to make us laugh Monday. You can always contribute as well at 715-396-1670. Well, Halvo, I did it.
What?
I did it. I just signed up for our company 401k. I'm a little nervous, though, because I've never run that far before.
That's a good one.
All right. There we go. Our best jokes on a Monday. It's been a minute. It's been a bit since we've done that, so we did the best we can.
Well, a once-in-50,000-year comet may, I'm saying may, be visible to the naked eye.
This is very rare, I guess.
Yeah. A comet called C... 2022 E3, that sounds like a football play.
It does.
See, 2022 E3, hike, is set to pass by Earth and the Sun in the coming weeks, providing a rare opportunity to observe it with the naked eye.
And so this comet is 1 kilometer wide.
That's pretty
big. Likely to be its last visit in a very, very, very long time.
You better catch it this time.
Yeah. Telescopes such as the James Webb Space Telescope will be studying the composition of the comet as it passes closer to Earth, providing insight into outer solar system objects. So, I mean, again, sometimes you feel like, oh, I missed that opportunity, but, it, you know, it'll come around again. They're saying, no, not for another 50,000 years.
Wow. According to NASA, the newly discovered comet expected to reach its closest proximity to the sun on January 12th. Then, about 3 weeks later, beginning in February 1st, the comet should come nearest to Earth, 26.4 million miles away, to be exact. Now, remember, the sun, 93 million miles away.
So, 26.4 million miles away, its glow, this comet, its glow may be visible, in fact, to the naked eye, though only in dark night skies. So, we're going to need some favorable weather conditions there. Observers with binoculars or telescopes, though, do, of course, have a greater chance of witnessing the very rare speck of light.
Huh. So they're saying beginning February 1st. I wonder how long that's going to last.
I don't know, but let's hope for some great atmospheric conditions around then. And I don't know, morning radio folks, we tell you about these things, but we don't always stay up to yeah, see them ourselves.
Isn't that true?
But let us know that goes.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. Well, you know, as much as the holiday vacation, Christmas vacation is great, you know, when it comes to going back to school, some of the kids, I've got a couple at Eau Claire North still. Three have graduated from there, but, you know, kids can still be like, I don't want to go back to school.
They want to be on vacation mode a little bit longer.
And one young man in Spain played it out to the hilt, didn't he, Caleb?
He really, really did not want to return to school after Christmas break, so much so that he hid in a crawl space so he wouldn't have to go. And this was planned and plotted by this young man.
I'll tell you, after a day-long search by the boy's parents, their neighbors and police, the 9-year-old boy was found.
Now, apparently, he was not only hiding in this crawl space so he wouldn't have to go to school, he was prepared to stay a while.
I'll tell you, let's alternate this here. He packed a large backpack with
2 bottles of water,
4 loaves of bread,
lots of cookies,
2 flashlights,
a handheld game system,
gotta entertain yourself, and a spare pair of undies.
Just one. But you know what? He was thinking ahead. He'd been taught something and had retained that information. Glad that they found him safe. But yeah, it made me think of kind of a Calvin and Hobbes when Calvin decides, I don't want to be here anymore, and left, and he packed comic books and peanut butter and honey sandwiches, I think. But good that this young man is safe. But school's important.
Yes.
School's important, man.
And he's obviously got a lot upstairs, so keep working with him.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be fine. Staying in school is very important. This guy knows.
Get your education. Get it during the day or get it at night. Get it in between dates, but get it, because I want to tell you something. Staying in school is cool.